But first, just a few days left of negotiating to avoid a two-day national postal strike by employees of Britain's state-owned Royal Mail. But the atmosphere is very sour indeed. The Communication Workers Union is considering a legal challenge to Royal Mail's announcement that it's going to employ 30,000 temporary staff in the event of strikes. And the chief executive of Royal Mail has accused the CWU of an appalling and unjustified attack on customers. So, is there any way out of it? Jim Naughtie spoke to Mark Higson, managing director of Royal Mail Letters, about the present negotiations.
We're calling on the CWU to honour the commitments that they've made to support the essential modernisation programme of Royal Mail in the 2007 Pay and Modernisation Agreement, which they signed up to, and their recent offer to hold a moratorium on industrial action if we paused our change programme. And as I announced in the letter I wrote to them a couple of weeks ago, we've now finished our change programme for 2009, and our priority is delivering service to customers over the Christmas period.
We know from the union that they say there needs to be more on the table. Is there?
We're asking them to live up to their commitments around the modernisation programme.
And that's it?
That's the key issue at the moment. I've since 2003, as we've been working to modernise Royal Mail and to create better service for customers and better value, the CWU has authorised more than 900 ballots for industrial action against this modernisation. And frankly, it's got to stop.
One of the points that's being made from the union side, I noticed the General Secretary of the GMB Union weighing in, is that there are strict laws now that forbid employers and employment agencies from using agency staff to break a lawful dispute, which this would be. Of course, they have got a ballot result. Isn't the employment of 30,000 temporary staff therefore putting you in a position of running the risk of breaking the law?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, we always recruit many thousands of people.
But not that many.
At the Christmas period. This year, we're recruiting more and we're recruiting them earlier. But we're not recruiting them to do the postman's job. We're recruiting them to help with the extra Christmas mail and to help with the backlogs that will be caused by industrial action.
Have you got a legal opinion that the employment of that number of staff would not breach the law in terms of breaking a dispute?
Yeah, we're quite clear that our procedures are in line with legal requirements, yes, and are what we need to do to give the service to customers over this period, which is what we're asking the CWU to recognise as well.
Segment 1. But first, just a few days left of negotiating to avoid a two-day national postal strike by employees of Britain's state-owned Royal Mail. But the atmosphere is very sour indeed. The Communication Workers Union is considering a legal challenge to Royal Mail's announcement that it's going to employ 30,000 temporary staff in the event of strikes. And the chief executive of Royal Mail has accused the CWU of an appalling and unjustified attack on customers. So, is there any way out of it? Jim Naughtie spoke to Mark Higson, Managing Director of Royal Mail Letters, about the present negotiations. Segment 2.
We're calling on the CWU to honour the commitments that they've made to support the essential modernisation programme of Royal Mail in the 2007 Pay and Modernisation Agreement, which they signed up to, and their recent offer to hold a moratorium on industrial action if we paused our change programme. And as I announced in the letter I wrote to them a couple of weeks ago, we've now finished our change programme for 2009, and our priority is delivering service to customers over the Christmas period.
We know from the union that they say there needs to be more on the table. Is there?
We're asking them to live up to their commitments around the modernisation programme.
And that's it?
That's the key issue at the moment.
Segment 3.
I've, since 2003, as we've been working to modernise Royal Mail and to create better service for customers and better value, the CWU has authorised more than 900 ballots for industrial action against this modernisation, and frankly, it's got to stop.
One of the points that's being made from the union side, I noticed the General Secretary of the GMB Union weighing in, is that there are strict laws now that forbid employers and employment agencies from using agency staff to break a lawful dispute, which this would be. Of course, they have got a ballot result. Isn't the employment of 30,000 temporary staff therefore putting you in a position of running the risk of breaking the law?
Segment 4.
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, we always recruit many thousands of people.
But not that many.
At the Christmas period. This year, we're recruiting more and we're recruiting them earlier. But we're not recruiting them to do the postman's job. We're recruiting them to help with the extra Christmas mail and to help with the backlogs that will be caused by industrial action.
Have you got a legal opinion that the employment of that number of staff would not breach the law in terms of breaking a dispute?
Yeah, we're quite clear that our procedures are in line with legal requirements. Yes, and Anna, what we need to do to give the service to customers over this period, which is what we're asking the CWU to recognise as well.